ESPN is so gay.
Thanks for tuning in. We're going to get wasted.
Wouldn't even need beer goggles for that shit.
They're going to go sit on their thumbs and fucking watch NBA or something.
Because last time you made me take all the heat like a fucker. Don't go reverse Matt Asprin again on us.
I would be honestly embarrassed to put this out on the website.
Yeah, Cole's fucking cheating motherfucker, so. Fucking okay, well. Champion faggot, apparently.
I didn't say he was good last year. That's why he doesn't talk to me, because I call him a fucking idiot all the time.
Back by popular demand is Rant City with hosts Taylor, me, the brains of the podcast, the wild card, Cole S.
Hello.
And just here today as our guest, I guess, is the muscle of the podcast, One Alge.
We're going?
Are you gonna say hello or something?
Hello, I guess.
Okay, well, I'll just cut out all that.
No, we'll definitely keep that in there.
Okay. Today we're going to talk about some sports, you know, maybe some ESPN, see where it takes us.
This is so gay already, dude.
Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some. First topic, Joe Flacco. Cole thinks he's damn good, but I don't know, we'll see what One Alge thinks.
He is terrible. He got a $100 million contract for playing, like, three good games in the playoffs.
And getting lucky.
Yeah, he also had two of the worst hit passing ratings in history in the regular season, so how is he possibly good?
Is he worth $100 million?
He's not worth $50 million.
How many Super Bowls has he won?
One?
That's all I got.
That's all you have? Really? One Alge.
We need a different...
That's your only argument? Talk about how bad he is. How inconsistent he is, One Alge.
Okay, well, some games he'll throw for 48 yards and zero touchdowns, five picks. The next game he'll throw for two touchdowns, 300 yards, and he's a god.
But he wins when he counts, when it counts.
He wins because of the defense.
Yes.
The defense was bad.
The defense was really good last year. It's going to be bad this year, but...
No, T-Sizzle was hurt. Ray Lewis was hurt. Ed Reed was hurt.
Who's T-Sizzle?
Terrell Suggs.
Oh. Dude, he was going to miss half the year anyways, so, like, not even part of the team.
That makes
the
defense...
He's definitely part of the team if he's hurt.
So he misses games.
He wasn't expected to be back until like week 9 or something.
Okay,
right?
But that still hurts the defense, him not being there.
They were still good without him.
They weren't great.
They were probably better when he was injured.
Dude, they were only good.
They were winning like 10-7 every game.
It looked like at the beginning of the season they were fucking awful until Ray Lewis had his fucking inspirational speech about retired.
Is this going to be one of those things where we look back and the Ravens like gave up like 30 points a game for the first 8 weeks?
Kind of
like your Big Baby Davis championship.
It's going to be exactly like that.
Wait, okay, what? So I think Cole is convinced One Alge that Joe Flacco is good.
He doesn't really mean that. He just wants to get a
real... Okay, well, a real argument we have had is that he's a top 10 quarterback, and there's no doubt about
he's
that.
He's not a top 10 quarterback. Yeah.
He's in the 8, 9, 10 range for sure.
Okay, name. The top 10 quarterbacks.
I have to have a list.
Well, you don't need a list.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Big Ben.
Aaron Rodgers.
I guess Aaron Rodgers.
What do you mean you guess Aaron Rodgers?
Fucking Muskrat.
What? Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
Matt Stafford.
Yeah, Matt Stafford.
Schaub.
No, not
Schaub.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Andrew Luck.
Russell Schaub.
RG3.
RG3 is fucking done.
He's not done.
Dude, he broke his fucking knee. He's fucking Dante Culpepper Jr. just way earlier in his career.
We said we weren't going to be doing rankings, less. And look where we're at.
Well, I didn't say we wouldn't do rankings.
So you have like 6 or 7. So you're saying Flacco is the 7th best.
Around there, yeah.
So you'd rather have Joe Flacco than Andrew Luck.
For one season?
No, it's not a one season league. Forever.
Well, he's a top 10 quarterback right now, though. It's not a top 10 quarterback of the future. Because we'd fucking be looking at high school quarterbacks then.
Dude, those three rookies were really good, though.
Okay, but Russell Wilson will fall flat on his fucking face this year.
I don't think so.
That's a fact.
He has Percy Harvin, dude.
Okay. Christian Ponder had Percy Harvin. How did that turn out?
Yeah, but Christian Ponder was never good.
Neither is Russell Wilson.
He was just good last year.
He was lucky.
He owned the Packers.
You talk about a defense carrying a quarterback. How do you not talk about the Seattle defense?
They're pretty good.
Richard Sherman's a fucking faggot, but...
He is not a faggot, dude. He's awesome.
You don't like Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman is beast.
He just fucking gets... He just pops for a drug test every day, and then someone calls him out on it. He just calls him dumb.
That's it.
Okay, well, first of all, they test for Adderall, and that really isn't a drug.
Dude, Richard Sherman straight up said that Tom Brady is a bad quarterback.
When did that happen?
He said that he's not good. It was a big argument.
He's probably right.
Richard Sherman's right that Tom Brady is not good.
System quarterback.
You guys are fucking idiots.
Matt Cassel was a Pro Bowl quarterback with New England.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and he will be again this year after Ponder flames out.
He's not going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback with the Vikings, yeah. Dude.
Greg
you can't be a Pro Bowl quarterback fucking checkdowns every single play.
He has Cordarrelle Patterson. That's all he needs.
Because he has dreads. That's the only reason he's decent.
I'm not one Alex. I don't think dreads makes you good.
Who has dreads and is bad, though? Name one person.
Steven Jackson.
He's not bad.
It's not good.
He's played with the Rams forever. What do you expect from him?
You'd really... You're so fucking... Willie Cologne.
Cedric Griffin.
He's serviceable.
No, he's not.
Okay, serviceable doesn't mean good, though.
Okay.
Well, where does Willie Cologne play?
Tackle or guard? Somewhere on the line.
What team?
Pittsburgh. Offensive line.
No, he doesn't play for Pittsburgh.
He used to play for Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, he used to play, so he must be really good if you can't even identify his team.
Well, who does he play for?
The Jets.
He does not play for... Maybe he just got signed by the Jets. He
maybe he did.
The Jets.
But if it was a high-profile signing, you would have heard about it.
You apparently heard about it.
I've never heard of this guy.
That's because I'm a fucking idiot.
Who is this guy that you're talking about? What's his name? Willie Nuts?
Willie Nuts, yeah, that's his name.
Willie Cologne?
Yes.
That's his name, Cologne. Yes.
He's basically Phil Loadholt, except a little shorter.
And not good.
And not fast.
Yeah, that's true.
Are we done talking Flacco?
I don't think we even mentioned Flacco during that entire argument.
Well, should we move on?
Yes.
I guess.
Let's move on.
All right, should we talk about Shady? Do you want to talk about that trade specifically, or just Shady in general?
He's good in general, so...
Is he worth a first-round pick, though?
He's easily worth a first-round pick.
In fantasy, we need to mention that.
You also need to mention the parameters of the league for people to...
Yeah, four keepers, so it's actually a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, fifth-round pick, which is like, what, pick 100?
You can get some good picks, dude. You can get some Ray Rices in there.
I don't know if you remember this or not, but a couple years ago, I drafted LeSean McCoy in the fifth round, so...
Quit calling him LeSean McCoy.
Well, that's
is it LeSean or is it LeSean?
That's his
birth. I don't know
I just go by people's
Shady.
Birth names, I guess. That's why I prefer to call you Tyler. Just
it's not LeSean, it's LeSean.
That's why I call him Taylor.
Yeah. We got an LU in the house over here. Okay. Is he worth a fifth-round pick in fantasy, though? This year?
Maybe if he wouldn't have fucking been a complete pussy last year, go all Troy Polamalu on us, get a concussion every other day.
He had one concussion, didn't he?
They still have Bryce Brown, though.
He's
not going to be a... Shady McCoy, I almost called him LeSean. Shady McCoy was good when he was a three-down back. He was really good when he was a three-down back. He's not a three-down back anymore. He's going to be maybe one or two.
Bryce Brown definitely be two. Good. He had two good games where nobody knew who the hell he was.
And then plus, the thing you're not considering is the fact that Chip Kelly's there, and Chip Kelly is going to fucking let the quarterback run in every time.
Michael Vick will be hurt week five.
Okay, so then they'll put their backup in. It's probably Matt Barkley, but I'm not sure.
He's not a mobile quarterback.
It is Barkley.
He's not slow.
He's not going to run for 80 yards a game.
Do they still have Deshaun?
Yes.
And what's his nuts? McMacklin?
McMacklin, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, he's good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's real good. He had like one catch 17 games last year.
Okay, so what about Shady? What else?
He's
good. You have to defend your trade offers.
You're the one that offered it, right? You wanted a five for Shady.
Which is basically 20 picks into the round anyways. Because
this is a 16-team league. I also should mention that.
Yeah, there's 10 shitty teams, and most of them keep, like, two players, so they'll have picks before me.
Okay. I mean, it's still four rounds before that pick.
Yeah, the players are going to suck terribly.
Right, but
people not keeping them doesn't affect that at all.
Well, they won't.
Unless they, like, if they had to keep them, then it would affect it, because they'd have to keep shitty players, but...
Okay, so adopt that rule.
That's not the rule, so we're not going to discuss that.
So basically, your argument just fell flat on its face, and you don't even think McCoy is
worth... What was the argument?
A first-round pick. McCoy being worth a first-round pick. All right, let's talk about the Trent Richardson deal that Gabe's offered me. Aaron Gabler.
What's that?
He offered me a third-round pick for Trent Richardson.
Third-round pick?
Yep.
After how many rounds?
After three, so it's a six-round pick.
Doesn't he already have him in one league?
Yes, he has him in LUs.
So he wants to go all or nothing with Trent Richardson.
Right, but he only wants to go...
a fucking Browns player.
That never goes.
And he's a top 10 player, and he only wants to give up a third round pick.
I don't know if he's a top 10 player.
Do you have like four players better than him?
No.
No, you're going to keep him.
If he gave me a real fucking offer, I wouldn't. I would keep Ryan Matthews.
You come to think of...
Stop. No, you would not keep Ryan Matthews. You kept him in, like, seven leagues last year, and he scored... He rushed for, like, 200 yards.
Dude, he's going to be good this year, though.
Ryan Matthews is the key to the deal, though. No. I did get Brandon Marshall for basically Ryan Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty I never want to trade with one out. That's just
fine. I won't even listen to his offers.
You win at least 50% of the trades. It's just never fair one way or the other. One of us gets free.
All right. Talk about bandwagon fans, a.k.a. Notch.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic to see
okay, one player. Just give an example of, like, that one dude from Virginia Tech, that quarterback. He threw for, like, 8 TDs and, like, 700 yards.
You mean Geno Smith?
Geno Smith, that dude.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I was close.
Or 3 years ago in Josh McDaniels' first year as a Bronco, and he won the first 5 games, and then Notch said that he was the next Bill Belichick and one of the best
dude, coaches. Dude, he won one time. Game, okay, and Notch first... said he was the next Bill Belichick.
First of all...
And he said he's always liked him as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
First of all, how do you like coaches? Like, you're not there
practicing. Yeah, exactly.
So how do you know what they're like?
Well, I don't know.
Like, you...
Like, maybe if
you
they're like...
You like their demeanor during interviews, like that
yeah,
kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Bill Belichick because he just says fuck you to everybody.
So you like Greg Popovich, too, though.
I've never really watched his interviews, but if that's what he's like, yes.
He gives, like, one-word answers.
Yeah, then he's a beast.
And sometimes it takes him, like, 20 seconds to that question.
That's awesome.
So you don't like Notch, then?
I don't like his attitude towards anything.
But you like
him. Yeah, he's all right, kid.
What? But sports-wise.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Ponder...
It's pretty intolerable.
Dude, if Pond... Like, say to open the season on the first drive, Ponder had, like, a 40-yard rush. Notch would say Ponder would lead the league in rushing that year.
Here's an example. We go to the draft at Gabe's house. They draft Ponder. It was me, Todd, and Gabe's there. Draft Ponder.
And me.
We talked about you weren't there.
Yep.
We talked about how bad it was. A couple minutes later... Notch texts us and says, I don't know, man. I think this could be good. I think he's going to be a really good NFL quarterback. You just have to be on his team for him to get...
He watched all those highlights after he was drafted, and he thought he just does that every single play.
Yeah.
Okay, highlights are highlights for a reason. It's because you're good on every play. They don't show...
I think it's time for you to say how you feel about him.
About Notch?
Yep.
I already said it's bad.
Okay.
I tell that to him literally every single time.
All right, well, I didn't want you to make me out to be the only bad guy.
Well, he knows what's up. Okay, next on the list is apparently Brian Quick. I don't know if you guys want to talk about him.
Yeah, I think I'll sit this one out. I have nothing to do with that.
Is Brian Quick even good, though?
No, he's pretty terrible.
Like, does he have potential, though?
No, he's terrible.
He's just bad in general.
Yeah, and we had me and
Tyler. So he's not even like a sleeper like Brian Robiski for like 7 years.
No.
Okay.
He's no Brian Robiski. He's not even that...
Okay, first of all, not only... Okay, how long ago did Brian Robiski come into the league?
I have no idea. A long time.
In probably like 2007,
well,
right?
he came in as
a rookie,
so he had potential.
Well, he came in like in 2007. Now, you said he was going to have a great season the first year. ESPN projected him for like 70 catches and like 800 yards, and they... And he maybe had like 10 catches, right?
I don't
right?
think he had even that.
Okay.
I really don't think he did.
And then the next 2-3 years, ESPN... still projected him for those same numbers every single year.
Yeah.
And do you go by ESPN? Like, you said he was still could be decent at least the second year.
All yeah, ESPN does for stats is just, if you're a starting wide receiver, they'll give you like 70 or 80 catches and 1,000 yards, no matter what team you're on.
Yeah. And weekly projections. Oh, we're already into the, we're like
yeah.
skipping See, we just, over. We're mixing them. Because oh, yeah. Yeah, ESPN was next.
Yep.
So, their fantasy projections, if you're a wide receiver one on any team, like, take the Vikings, who's their top receiver. Like, last year was Percy, they project him...
I guess it's probably Greg Jennings.
Yeah, Greg Jennings. They will project him for 80 and a TD every single week. Doesn't matter who he's facing, right?
He definitely won't be projected for 80.
Yeah, and who's the number two?
Who knows?
Either Jarius Wright or Cordarrelle Patterson,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, well... whoever's number two out of them, they'll be projected for like 60 in a TD. Guaranteed. One Alge?
It is very true.
Yeah,
I think your
true.
Points are
and,
a little bit high.
And I'm going to throw this out
your points
too.
Are a little bit high.
Kyle no. Rudolph, he's getting 60 in a TD every single game as well.
He will, though.
He did have a great Pro Bowl. So
no, they'll project him for that. So they're projecting Ponder for 3 TDs every week.
But on his projection, they'll probably project him for
And yeah, they'll project Ponder for like 1 TD. Like, how does that make sense?
I guess you got to check out the field goal, see if they got a fake field goal projected. Touchdown pass.
What does that mean?
I don't know what he's
saying. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Just bad. ESPN projections are so bad. How about ESPN stats? How do you feel about them, Cole? Like those random stats. They say like LeBron. You hate LeBron, so I won't say LeBron. Say like Tim Duncan had like 30.
That's better.
You like Tim Duncan.
I don't really like Tim Duncan.
Okay, you liked him.
Okay, you like Melo, so go Melo.
Okay, you like Melo, right?
I do like Melo. Okay, Melo.
Say Melo had like 32 points one night and like 12 boards and like 3 assists and like 1 steal. They'd say that's the first time in like since like 1980 that someone has done that. And then the very next night, he could score 33 and have those same stats. That would be the first time in how many years?
They're just pointless
and bad. Yeah. They have those stats literally every single fucking day. And like,
you could have 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 1 assist, 1 turnover, 1 foul, and be the first person to ever do that. It doesn't make it notable.
Or you could have like 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 steal, and like 15 turnovers minute. Or something. Yeah, or yeah, they also go like by quarters sometimes. Yeah.
What about when LeBron...
If you dig deep enough, anyone, like fucking Admiral Foyle is going to have... Like a block, block record or something.
Sure, you just need to throw an NBA 2K reference. Yeah. How'd this go to basketball, anyways?
ESPN, ESPN stats.
Or for example, LeBron falling out that one
game. And it's NBA season, so you and obviously.
If when LeBron fouled out that game, we had to listen for fucking 3 days about how he hasn't fouled out in a game in the playoffs for 5 fucking years. So he wasn't in the playoffs, but one other fucking year.
Yeah, no also, shit. It must be rigged because they just throw ghost calls out there all the time.
What?
Okay, edit that
out. Not editing it.
Or like when they say like when LeBron scores 27 points and D-Wade and Bosh don't combine for 20, the Heat are 0-10 or something stupid like that.
Yeah. That leaves out the possibility if you scored 26 and they win.
Yeah.
Same way I feel about when they talk about an NFL team. Saying they haven't won at this stadium in fucking 25 years.
They probably have played once in that stadium.
They haven't had the same team 25 fucking years. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that point, that stat is just useless, really.
What else? Like away records and whatnot?
Or, like, whoever faces the Philadelphia Eagles at the first game of the year wins the Super Bowl the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So whoever has them this to start off the season is apparently going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's the Browns, I think.
Browns okay, well, winning the Super Bowl then.
That really is impossible.
Let's put that in Vegas.
Jesus. ESPN is so gay. Okay, Juanel, do you want to talk about that Mexican show on ESPN?
I guess we can.
Talk about it. Talk about how fucking stupid it is. What's it called?
Okay, for those of you who have never seen it, you should really feel really lucky right now. It's terrible. It's called Highly Questionable with Dan Le Batard, I think.
So, do you know how to say his name? Have you ever heard of this dude?
Is he from Miami?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dan Lebatard.
Yeah. Dan Lebatard. Yeah. And for some reason, they put his father in there. He has no experience in sports.
No experience with any sports. They like, Dan Lebatard dude thinks it's fucking hilarious. I would assume he's the only one that thinks it's hilarious.
Apparently somebody else does because they're still on the air, but...
And then they have that one random black guy. He was only decent on the show. By comparison to those other two idiots.
No kid.
So yeah, they'll like who was the worst NBA team in the league last year? The T-Wolves probably.
No, they were
the Wizards.
Bobcats.
I think it might have
been probably the Bobcats.
I'm not sure though.
So like,
I guess the Pelicans. Isn't it the Pelicans now? No, it's the Hornets.
So like, this is an example. A topic would be like the Heat are facing the Bobcats or something, and they'll have that Dan Le Batard guy like say they'll be like. Over under like 30 points. And like that Dan Le Batard will be like, oh, over blah, blah, blah. And then that black dude will be like, oh, no, definitely under the Bobcats are off streaking or something like that. And then they'll ask the fucking old dude and he'll be like, Bobcats by 20. And then that Dan Le Batard guy will fucking bust out laughing. I'm like, are you fucking retarded?
Dude, they act like.
And that old guy can barely speak English. You can barely understand
him. He runs every fucking word together in broken English. You can't understand what he is saying.
No shit.
It is just terrible.
How that got on TV just is beyond me. Apparently, dude, you're gonna have to go watch it, Cole. It's fucking terrible.
Apparently there is just.
Dude, Cole will probably like it. Alright, so one out, you hate First Take.
Doesn't everybody? Wait, Cole.
Well, I don't. I guess I can't.
I don't hate like Skip, it, I can't but I don't hate
First
it.
Take because Skip Bayless is informational.
How is he informational?
He knows what he's talking about.
Okay, name one time he's ever been right.
He always gives all of the facts.
That's just not true, but whatever.
Dude, this has been terrible so far. I'm trying to get him to fucking have a real argument instead of just sitting there.
Okay, so tell him why First Take is bad, then he will come back.
Okay, First
Take. You can't just say First Take is bad. Look at Skip Bayless like that.
Okay, First Take is bad because Stephen A. Smith...
Stephen A. Smith, if you want to have an argument, we can argue about Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith is a fucking pimp.
So he's the one you have a problem with.
No, I like Stephen A. Smith.
You like
he
Stephen
just
a.
said
Smith.
He's a pimp, yeah.
You like Stephen A. Smith and you like Skip Bayless.
I'm pretty neutral on Skip Bayless, to be honest, but I do like me some Stephen A. Smith.
Why is he good?
Because he's the only one that actually lets his emotions out instead of just talking like a robot on ESPN.
He doesn't let his emotions out. He has to be like that, otherwise he wouldn't have a job because his points are just non-factual.
How are they not?
Because if he isn't right about something...
He does have insider information on the NBA, though. Like, he actually talks to the players and whatnot. So he is informational on that regard, though. I will say that.
He's like one of them.
I don't...
he's one of them. No, he's not.
No, he's not one of them. I am not a fan of Skip Bayless. I am neutral on Stephen A. Smith. I don't like First Take, but I don't hate it. That's where I'm at.
80% of their show is stuttering, though. Stuttering, yelling, and fist slamming.
Who fist slams?
Skip Bayless. He hits the desk, like, on average, twice a minute.
Who would know?
I've watched it.
I don't know. I guess
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It happened.
I just would hate to be that chick, though.
Yeah, that'd be really bad.
Just to listen to that. Dude, she's probably getting paid, like, $70,000 a year at least. Just to do that.
I think she's got to get more than that.
What?
$70,000 isn't that much in the ESPN standards.
I don't know, man. I don't think they dish out too big of money for fucking hosts of shows.
Yeah, but
I bet they do. Two. That's what I make a year.
Yeah, 70K.
That's what I make a year.
There's no way it's six figures.
Cole is also just throwing out that he's rich, so any female listeners out there.
Hey, Cole, that's next podcast we have, you're going to like bankroll it and just give me the highest quality equipment.
Well, after this one, I'm pretty sure there's going to be no fourth. This has been
You said that after the first and second,
but,
though.
But to be fair, like, think about the fact that the first one was good.
It was solid.
The second one was pretty bad.
It was still pretty solid.
This one has been pretty god-awful, even after.
Hey, when I edit it, I think it's going to be solid.
We're talking about football. We have to do better than baseball. I mean, pick it up a bit.
Well, maybe you should make some arguments instead of just saying, he is good.
The point of the guest is to argue with me. I do not like him. I argued with LU.
I'm the guest.
Bayless.
I'm Skip Bayless, you're Stephen A. Smith, bro.
And I'm that black chick.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so First Take.
Let's not.
Why is it bad? You said he pounds his fists on the desk. And stuttering.
They stutter, they yell, they slam their fists on the desk. They make no sense.
If you hate First Take, how do you like Around the Horn?
I don't like Around the Horn.
Around the Horn is your favorite show.
Where did Around the Horn come from?
Tony Reality gets to sit there and just pick who wins based on his opinion.
It's so stupid.
He's like, I don't like that. I'm going to mute you and just minus 17 in the next night. I don't like that. I'll mute you minus one. It's like, what?
What's that dude's name?
Tony Reality.
And then Who's that?
He's the host of...
Well, I know he's the host, but what's his story? What's he done ever?
I have no idea. And then he just plays bitch on Pardon the Interruption. Pardon the Interruption is good, though. Tony Kornheiser is good.
I was randomly watching PTI one time, and on the side it said Wolves, so I'm like, all right, I'll stick around and watch this. And the question was simply, are the Wolves too white? I can't believe they asked that. That's fucking hilarious, because everyone jokes about it, but I didn't think, like, on a national scale, people actually thought that. That was fucking hilarious.
I think our whole starting
So you don't like PTI?
What? PTI?
Yeah.
I guess I really don't watch it much. It's not terrible.
See, he doesn't like PTI, First Take, the fucking Mexican show. But he likes fucking Around the Horn. I don't get it.
I never said I liked Around the Horn.
He only likes Around the Horn when the chicks are on it.
That's Jackie.
Yeah, that one. Jackie McMullen from Boston.
Yeah, she's a babe, dude.
What? Oh, my God.
The only good part of that show is Woody Page, and he's horrible. Like, he's terrible, and he's the best part of the show. And they got rid of that. I think they got rid of that one douchebag from Chicago. I don't even know what his name was, but he was on all the time. Jay something.
Jay, I have no idea.
Marioni, was it?
Jay Mary. Didn't he get arrested for something?
What did you say about Woody Page?
So he's the best part of the show, but he's awful.
Okay, time out. 30 seconds. Oh my God. Who are you talking about? Jay Marionotti?
Jay Marriott or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Something.
He got arrested.
He was basically the rival of Woody Page, but he was all about facts, and Woody Page was all about writing on his fucking little blackboard behind his head. He'll just put a quote that he found funny, and that was it. And then he fucking...
And then he wins.
And then Tony Real just doesn't like him, so he puts minus 15.
and then he makes a joke, and it was funny, so he plus, like, 20.
Yeah. And the next guy will get plus 2. Same thing with Tim Kalashow. He's fucking awful.
Okay.
They talk about a football topic, and he'll bring up hockey out of nowhere.
What's that guy's name?
Tim Kalashow.
Okay. How about ESPN analysts, like, during SportsCenter, like Tim Legler and shit? Honestly, the only analyst I like that's on SportsCenter ever is Barry Melrose, and I don't watch hockey. He's the only one I like.
He's... Wow. He has a fucking mullet. And he's... No. How?
He's just a badass, and he knows it.
Dude, he got hired as a coach 2 years ago. And he made it like 10 games, and he got shit-canned.
Well, it's better than fucking legs.
Why would you know that, though? Do you follow hockey?
Yes.
I'm sorry to
hear. It's better
that.
Than legs. The hell's...
What, it's better what than are his fucking fascination with baseball.
What are his credentials? What are legs' credentials?
I think he played basketball.
He was a scout for many, many years. He was.
No. He certainly wasn't a good player.
I'm fairly sure. I didn't say he was good. I said he was a player. Okay. I think he was.
Well, he always looks back on his playing career, and obviously it's terrible.
I think he played in Europe for a long time, and I think he was a scout in Europe.
Who's that NFL analyst for ESPN?
Fucking Ron.
John Clayton is good.
Jaworski.
He's fucking terrible.
No, I'm thinking more of that running back that, like, had to learn, like, relearn how to walk.
The guy that Gabe hurts or hates?
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
The guy that what?
He got an injury and he had Merrill
Hodge?
Yes. He's terrible.
Yeah. The factor back.
First of all, he was a running back or something.
I don't know how.
He can't analyze today's NFL, dude. Everyone's black. He was white and terrible. So.
Well, that basically throws out 90% of analysts.
How about during post-game shows when Matt Millen...
Matt Millen wheezes?
He just wheezes in the corner like a fucking troll.
That's why the Denver Nuggets just fired George Karl. He was a good coach. They were just sick of listening to his post-game conferences.
He had to walk like half a mile or what?
No, he walked to the fucking podium.
How many feet?
20?
Oh my god.
And he probably sat down and let the players talk first.
Probably.
Dude, he has to catch his breath, though.
How many, or do you guys have any other analysts or ESPN people you want to talk about?
No.
I
think I'm pretty well done with that.
I guess you guys probably don't watch, or you probably don't watch too much NBA, but like, that show with that random dude with the glasses and then like Charles Barkley and whatnot.
The one white guy
like
and the
TNT
black
show?
Guys.
Mm-hmm. TNT. How do you feel about like Shaq and Charles Barkley being on there?
I don't know.
Dude, Charles Barkley is decent, but Shaq is...
You're a fucking idiot.
Does Shaq bring anything to the table?
No.
Charles Barkley is also bad. Shaq in there does not help hit
Charles
Barkley
is significantly better.
Didn't Charles Barkley lose the race against that 60-year-old ref or whatever at the All-Star game like 2 years ago?
Didn't he have to run backwards or something? Didn't someone run backwards?
Oh, maybe. Maybe I'm just...
Yeah. Might have been that. I don't know. Either way, bad.
Charles Barkley is bad.
He's not worse than Shaq, though.
Obviously.
I would prefer to just look at Shaq just sitting there quietly than listen to Charles
Barkley. Yeah, I will agree with that. I will agree with that.
I wouldn't agree with that, really.
Probably when they open their mouths, Charles Barkley is probably makes more sense somehow, but we don't want him to open his mouth.
I guess if we're going to talk about bad ESPN personalities, you have to talk about Stuart Scott.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about that, idiot.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, he has no information, and he has no personality.
But he does have a lazy eye.
He doesn't have an eye. He has a glass eye.
That's glass?
I'm fairly sure.
I figured his eye was just fucked up.
No. And he thought he was the best on Stump the Schwab.
What?
What is Stump the Schwab?
That sports information show.
Okay, well, count me out.
A few years ago, it's not on anymore. It had the guy that runs all of the stats for ESPN, like remembers all of the dates, and they bring in a random person.
So this is the guy we want to kill. We want to kill the Schwab.
Yeah, he knows every... Like, people would try to stump him.
Is he, like, autistic or something?
No. He's fucking fat as hell, though.
Dude, isn't Andrew Luck autistic or some shit?
No.
Andrew Luck?
No.
No.
I thought he had, like, photographic memory or some shit, and he could just...
How is that autistic?
No kidding.
I don't know what that was.
That's just simply like,
dude, go find one autistic person that has a photographic memory. They don't.
Autistic people remember, like, yeah, they're good at one thing extremely well, but they can't do shit with anything else.
Okay, but that doesn't automatically make him autistic because he has a photographic memory.
Yeah. All right. Sports Nation.
It got so much worse with the new host. That's really it.
I never saw it with the old host, so I can't really comment on that.
You just like that Marcellus Wiley or what?
No, I don't like it. What's I don't like nuts? Him too much. What's the chick's name? Carissa Thompson?
She was an upgrade from Michelle Beadle. I'll give her that.
She's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Would you hit that?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, buddy.
Wouldn't even need beer goggles for that shit.
Okay. What, or something. Or we'll rank who's keepers, who has the best keepers and whatnot.
Okay.
Cole, go first. Ryan Matthews, obviously.
Ryan Matthews. This is legit. Denario Alexander.
Okay, well.
What? Who else?
And Greg Jennings.
Not Greg Jennings.
That's not your list.
That's not your list. Like, be serious.
Like, I don't know who I'm going to keep, though, out of Ryan Matthews and Chris Johnson yet.
Oh. How is that debatable?
I would keep neither, personally, but that's just me.
I'm going to say Ryan Matthews. I'm probably keeping Ryan Matthews.
Okay, so Breeze Matthews.
Drew Brees, Alexander. Ryan Matthews, not Alexander. Stop.
You're keeping Matthews over MJD.
Let me finish, then you can...
Okay, go ahead. I can't tell if you're serious, so...
Oh, I'm being serious now.
Okay.
Drew Brees, Ryan Matthews, Maurice Jones-Drew, Andre Johnson.
Okay.
So who do you have instead of Ryan Matthews? Because that's not
MJD.
Happening. No, over Ryan Matthews.
I'm keeping Ryan Matthews.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping
Ryan Brees, Matthews, MJD,
it's too late to give up on. Johnson. You talked me into it when you said that Marshawn Lynch got good.
Might as well go all or nothing on Ryan Matthews, right?
Yes. It's time for him to pay up.
Okay, go ahead, Welch. Fucking okay, well. Champion faggot, apparently.
Okay, well, I'm keeping...
Tony Romo faggot.
Tony Romo.
Gay.
Julio Jones.
AIDS.
Gay.
Brandon Marshall.
Gay.
And Randall Cobb. In attempting to trade Shady.
So if you don't trade Shady, do you keep Shady over Cobb?
No, I would keep Shady over Romo.
Cobb is the second coming of Eddie Royal, so have fun with that.
Definitely not.
Yeah, well, we would have said definitely not when you said that about Eddie Royal.
Okay, so would you take his keepers over yours? No, obviously not. You have Brees.
No. I wouldn't trade Drew Brees for those four guys. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But you would, though.
I really wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because he'll outscore all four of them combined every week.
Okay, how about this, though?
Well, not with a quarterback.
After the draft, would you do it? So you'd have all those players. You don't have to keep any of those players. You just trade Brees for all four of those players. Like, week one.
And Romo's in the deal.
Yeah.
Romo, Cobb. Who are the other two?
Jones,
Marshall.
Marshall.
Julio Jones and Marshall.
I guess I would, but I wouldn't be happy about it.
What do you mean you guess you would? Romo's beast.
You're idiot. God. Yeah, he's dumb.
You just get stupid.
Honestly, I might have the worst keepers out of all of us, though.
Okay,
go. It's really not even close.
Stafford.
Gay.
Is he good?
No.
Okay. Terrible commercials.
Ray Rice.
Over the hill.
Dude, his commercials are probably the best part about him.
He's no Greg Jennings on commercials.
Okay, Sproles.
Decent.
You say Ray Rice sucks, but Sproles doesn't.
I said Ray Rice is getting old.
He's not getting old. He's like 26.
No, he's not.
Well,
he does have Brian McKinney blocking for him. And
he's backup now.
Okay. And Rowdy.
Stop loving him.
Dude, I have no choice. He's still decent somehow.
He's your favorite player.
He's not my favorite player. Stafford is my favorite player.
Okay, you're in two keeper leagues. Who are you keeping in both of them?
Roddy, the only one I have probably. In both, probably. I don't know.
Don't you have Sproles and Roddy in the other one?
He's not.
Yeah,
I'm not keeping Sproles.
Sproles is a beast, dude.
Oh, he's I think you keep him in both.
Actually, I might not keep him in yours, but whatever. Dude, Sproles is a beast. He's the most consistent running back ever.
Yeah, I should have kept him over Ryan Matthews.
He's a top 10 running back.
But now I can't.
He's a top 10 running back in LU's literally every single year for like 4 years straight.
I will admit that I'm pretty happy you're keeping Ryan Matthews because he's never going to be good.
I think Sproles actually outscored Rice.
You're trying to talk me out of it. You want to draft him.
I don't want to draft
Ryan Matthews. He wants to draft Matthews, dude. Yep.
Am I really using reverse psychology right now?
It's not working, but you're using it.
Yeah, definitely using it. Okay, so who has the best keepers?
Of everybody?
Yeah. Obviously not you. You have Romo. I'll probably go with Cole because he has Breeze.
How is Romo bad?
But Stafford's pretty beast, too.
Because Romo...
Romo is Stafford.
He's not at all consistent.
How is Romo Stafford?
They both throw 50 times a game. They both throw 30 of them to the running back, so I get 15 points right there.
No. If that was the case, Romo would have, like, way more points than Stafford.
And the Lions would have a good fantasy running back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Didn't you realize Joik Bell, though?
What?
he was relevant for most of the year.
Yeah, he didn't. He had like 40 catches, not 100.
Okay, well, he wasn't starting.
Mekhi Short was their starting running back. How many catches did he have? 3?
They took him out every time he needed to pass.
He's exaggerating so much. Jesus Christ. Dude, Stafford's pretty decent in fantasy because he attempts like 65.
If you're just ranking the quarterbacks, it's Breeze, Stafford, Romo.
I don't know, man. Maybe Stafford, though.
It's Breeze, Stafford, Romo. No question.
It is Breeze, Stafford.
Stafford throws...
It's definitely Breeze.
Stafford throws Breeze. A lot of passes.
He doesn't complete as many, though.
Stafford's bad in real life.
Like the truth about Stafford is that he doesn't ever throw for the running backs. He throws downfield, so they're not all, there's a lot of incomplete passes. Drew Brees just throws to Darren Sproles in the slot 10 times.
Hey, you do say completions, though, but Stafford's receivers did lead the league in drops.
Okay.
Like, by far.
Probably because he's throwing.
Including Megatron.
Terrell Owens is one of the receivers in the league history with the most drops, and he's never dropped more than 10 a season, so that doesn't really mean
that much.
Well,
you know, but each of Stafford's receivers had 9 drops each.
He also probably gets
20. But you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
T.O. probably also had 20 passes coming his way every game.
How do you feel about T.O. trying to get on the Vikings?
Solid.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Okay, but do you realize how much he would terrorize Ponder?
I would like seeing that. Ponder sucks.
Doesn't everybody here want Ponder gone, so that's the good thing to do.
Everybody lost 3 or everybody in Minnesota?
Everybody. Who no. has faith in Ponder?
Notch.
He's not in Minnesota, though. He's in Grand Forks.
Yeah, but he didn't play
Gabes.
Gabes does not have faith in him.
Yes, he does.
Nate probably does.
Gabes is tricky with you guys because he doesn't like to get trashed.
Yeah, he will say what you want to hear.
Yeah.
He likes Ponder.
If Ponder so would have bad. Played
if you
last...
If you go up, both of you need to try this. Next time you're talking to Gabes by yourselves, tell him that you think Ponder's going to be pretty good this year. You don't want to say for
I'm
sure.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Okay, yeah, say it. Okay. Say, I'm not sure, but I think Ponder's going to have a good year. And Gabes like, you know what? I'm thinking this. He's going to fucking agree with you.
Kind of like when you go up to...
Dude, bed. I've said Ponder's so bad so many times, though. I don't think he's going to catch on. There's no way he wouldn't.
Let him have a couple beers first.
We might as well try it out. What's the worst that could happen?
Right. But what if we all do that separately throughout the night? He'll obviously catch
up. Well, I've done it before, so I'm not going to do it tonight.
Okay. But he did say yes. He was going to be solid.
No, but he's the one that's come out to me and said that before.
Oh.
That's why he doesn't talk to me, because I call him a fucking idiot all the time.
Okay. To end the podcast, we'll just take a wild guess at what the Vikings record, what do you think the Vikings record will be at the end of the season? One else, you're the guest. You gotta go first. I'm obviously last, so.
Okay. I think I'll give them 5 wins. Simply because they don't have Percy anymore. Greg Jennings won't.
They didn't have Percy, like, the second half of the season, though, and they made the playoffs, so.
Okay, well, how many games did they win late in the season?
And they got a beast D-tack. The only thing they don't have right now is a middle linebacker and a quarterback.
And a safety.
And receivers.
Cornerback.
How do they not have a cornerback?
Xavier Rhodes and Chris Cook. Are you, like, Gabes? You think Chris Cook is good?
I do think Chris Cook is good. I 100% think Chris Cook is going to be very good.
5 wins, what are you saying?
9?
You're pretty high on them, huh?
What do you mean
how? I'm just saying, like, what's going to get them those 9 wins?
They're just going to slowly, they're going to regress a little from last year, and while Christian Ponder slowly turns into Mark Sanchez.
I can't argue with that. I mean, he's not going to be as bad as Mark Sanchez because...
Yeah, he's going to be a little bit worse than he was last year. He's not going to just fall flat on his face.
He wasn't good.
Best case scenario.
I didn't say he was good last year, but he won 11 games or 10 games.
Best case scenario, he gets hurt and Castle comes in and they win like 6-7 games.
Castle is better.
Okay. I think they're pretty equal, to be honest.
Yeah, they're pretty equal, but so I'm going to go 7. I'm going to split the difference. You said 9, you said 5. I'm going 7.
I just wish they'd play Keith Bethel McCloud, just give him a chance.
Okay.
Doesn't he have, like,
bring John David Booty back.
What if AP gets hurt? Done for the season, week 1. What's the record?
3 games.
3?
0.
You don't believe that.
I really do believe that. They don't have
Aaron. Nobody can win 0 games.
Yeah.
The Blaine Lions
Gabbert,
did.
Blaine Gabbert
the,
won.
The Lions won 0 games with Megatron.
Dude.
Oh my God. Gabbert won how many games last year?
Gearhart.
And he had no fucking running back, no wide receivers. His defense was awful. His line was awful.
How many wins?
I don't know if it was 2 or 3.
He played half.
But it certainly wasn't 0 or even 1.
I think Henny actually got them most of those wins.
No, Henny played decent, but I don't think he was winning those games. Because he was throwing like 4 picks a game, but he was throwing like 3 TDs.
All to Cecil Shorts.
Yeah, that's noteworthy.
Yeah, done. I'm done. Without AP, definitely, I'll agree, 3 wins.
I don't know how they're going to get those 3 wins.
All right. You guys...
There's 3 equally bad teams if you take AP off our roster in this league.
Which is?
The Browns, the Jaguars.
You just said Trent Richardson was top 10 player, though.
Yeah, because no bad teams have a top 10 player. When Barry Sanders was playing, he wasn't a fucking top 10 player. Goddamn moron.
See, where was this earlier, Cole?
Do you guys want to do this podcast next week or what? Yes?
No.
Not if it's going to be like this. This is terrible.